Well, thank you very much, Brother George. And I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody.
谢谢刚刚 George 的介绍，我在这边想祝大家新年快乐。
Normally today I would be in town visiting, but I get to visit. Thank you very much.
Dr. Chen, your sound just was choppy. Could you repeat what you just said?
Yes. Normally, on a day like today, I would be in town visiting my mother, but I get to be in a Chinese church this morning, which feels almost as good.
通常在中国新年的时候，我过去一向在中国城跟我妈妈见面。 但是今天在一个很特殊的一个情况底下，我大家可以在网上聚会，我也是感到非常的开心。Okay,
let me tell you what my topic is for today. As you can see in English, it says how God redeems pain, Psalm 30, verse 5.
我想今天与大家分享的题目是神如何弥补人的痛苦。
It seems to me that nowadays there are many of us who are undergoing pain.
就理解，我觉得在现在这个时间，许多人都经历痛苦。
Is there anyone here today who inside feels like crying?
我不知道现在在座有没有任何一个人觉得内心当中正在哭泣呢?
I must admit, I get that way a lot of times. Inside, I want to cry, but then I have difficulty actually crying, but I still feel like inside, I want to cry.
我必须承认，我对我自己来说，我内心是想哭的，但是因着外面的情势，我没有表现出来。
If you are like that today, I hope that maybe today's topic would be a little helpful.
如果你的心情也是有如此状况的话，我希望今天的讲章对你有帮助。I
don't think what I will say will make the sadness go away, but it will give you something to think about as God helps the sadness to go away.
我想我的讲章不会让大家的伤痛给挪走。 但是我希望借由讲章，让神亲自把你的眼泪擦干。I'm
going to have George advance the slide, and we'll talk a little bit more about pain. Okay, I just want to say that the coronavirus, the current pandemic, has caused a lot of pain.
我想跟大家交通的是，新冠疫情带来了许多的痛苦。Maybe
some of you know someone who is sick with the coronavirus.
也许在座有一些人，你们认识有一些有得到新冠病情的人。I
have a brother who's just 2 years younger than me, and he just got out of the hospital.
我有一个弟弟，他只比我小两岁，他刚刚才从医院出院。Prior
to getting to the hospital, he would text me a lot and describe how he was suffering.
在进医院之前，他借由手机一直传简讯给我，告诉我他承受的痛苦。He
had a very severe case, and it lasted, the whole ordeal lasted about 2 weeks.
他的病情非常的严重，因此他经历了整整两个礼拜的痛苦。It
was difficult for those 2 weeks reading his texts every day.
在这两个礼拜当中，实际上每当我收到他的简讯的时候，都感到非常的心痛。You
always wish you could do something to help, but obviously there's nothing that you can do.
你一直想在这一边能够帮助他，但是你却发现无能为力。But
praise the Lord, he is better now.
但是感谢主，他现在已经好转了。On
the other hand, you also may know people who have passed away.
而另一方面，我相信也有人认识你自己的亲友，有人因着疫情而死亡。Just
recently, a pastor friend of mine in Houston, a Chinese pastor, recently passed away.
就在最近的时候，我认识了一个中国牧师，他在德州休斯顿，才因为疫情的关系而死去。His
name was Danny Ho.
他的名字是Danny和牧师。Danny
Ho was my first Sunday school teacher when I was a little boy.
Danny 和牧师是当我还在青少年的时候，他是我青少年的牧师。
When he left to go to seminary, it inspired me to go to seminary.
当他那个时候觉知，愿意进入神学院去读神学的时候，同时也激励我往这个方向去发展。
Danny got sick with the coronavirus right at the New Year.
Danny 牧师在新年的时候，他因着感染到新冠，因此生病了。
His wife would send updates on Facebook every day.
而他的妻子每天就在脸书上面报告他每天的情况。
There were people all over the country who were praying for Danny Ho.
而在美国各地方都有人为 Danny 牧师来祷告。
Some days were good days and you were very hopeful, but other days were bad days.
有的时候比较好的时候，那一天大家就觉得蛮有盼望，但是有的时候病情又发展的，非常的，严重。
And you continue to cling to hope and pray for healing, but every day there'd be another step in the bad direction.
于是大家每天都为他的病情好转来祷告，但是却发现他的病情越来越严重。
When I got the email that he had passed away, inside I felt like crying.
当我收到他死讯，借由电邮收到死讯的时候，我内心是极其愿意想要哭泣的。
Even now, as I'm talking to you, I feel very, very sad.
甚至在现在，我在陈述这件事的时候，我心里都非常的沉重。
And then thirdly on this slide here, even if you don't know anybody who is sick, who has passed away, there are situations you love that will never be the same.
另外，就算你没不认识任何人因着新冠有生病或者死亡的话，我们现在所接触的所有的场景再也不一样了。
I love high school graduations, but my son did not have a high school graduation last year.
我很喜欢参加高中毕业典礼，但是我儿子毕业的那一天，我却没有办法参加他学校的毕业典礼。
I love watching high school soccer, but my daughter could not go to playoffs last year.
我很喜欢看高中生踢足球比赛，但是我女儿去年却因着疫情的缘故，没办法去在足球比赛决赛的时候去参加比赛。
Okay, I guess I'm going to stop talking because I'm getting very sad. But the point is, there's many of us who've endured a lot of pain this year.
我想我不需要再往这方面讲了，讲的我自己心里都难过。但是我相信过去一年当中，许多人都经历了伤痛。
The next slide hopefully will change the subject a little bit. The Bible teaches that God redeems pain.
而圣经教导我们，神可以把我们的痛苦给弥补。
I love that word redeem.
我很喜欢赎回这个字。
Something is redeemed when you take something that is bad and return it for something good.
什么叫做赎回呢？赎回的意思就是可以把一些不好的东西，把好的东西给它赎回来。
You see a picture of that every day when you go to the supermarket.
实际上，大家每天经过超市的时候，你都可以看见这样的一个标志。
The picture on the left is a bottle redemption center.
所以大家可以看见，我们可以把瓶罐借由环保可以退钱回来。
You go into that redemption center with something that you don't like, an empty water bottle.
所以去的时候，大家带着自己不想要的东西，也许是空的水罐。
You bring the empty water bottle in and you get money back.
你把这个不好没有用的这些空罐呢，得退回去的时候，你可以拿到钱。
The empty water bottle was redeemed.
因此我们就把这个没有用的空罐子给它赎回有价值的东西回来了。
That is a picture of what God wants to do with your sadness.
实际上这个就是神想要在我们生命当中成就的一个图片。
Let me read Psalm 30 verse 5 in English. For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
诗篇三十篇第五节这样说，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼。
God wants to redeem your weeping and exchange it for rejoicing.
神想借由我们的痛苦、眼泪赎回我们原来应该有的喜乐。
This is actually a very famous phrase in the Bible, and many Christians cling on to this verse when they go through sad times.
实际上，这是圣经当中非常宝贵的一节经节。许多基督徒在经历痛苦的时候，都借由这节经节得到安慰。
If we go to the next slide, I'll say that this is not a fast and easy process.
但是我却要告诉大家，这里并不是指这个过程是快速或者简单。
The Bible is stating a general principle. It is not promising that your weeping will turn to joy overnight.
神在这边并不是要告诉我们，转眼之间，第二天早晨我们就可以得到喜乐，这乃是告诉我们一个原则。
It is saying that there is an appointed time when you will look back on your weeping and find joy.
这乃是指当我们回头看我们过去伤痛的时间的时候，我们就会发现事情有神的指引跟改变。
I admit that when you are in the middle of the weeping, it seems impossible that you will find joy.
我相信大家正在痛苦低潮当中的时候，很难，几乎是不可能能够在其中得到任何的喜乐的。
But the Bible says you are undergoing a process by which that happens.
但是圣经却告诉我们，我们乃是经历一个过程。
And many Christians have tried to figure out what exactly is that process.
那许多基督徒都在不断地在思想这个过程到底是什么样，要如何经历呢？
If we go to the next slide, you'll see some names of people who have tried to answer that question. So how have Christians said that God redeems pain?
而在这个图片当中，我们看见有不几个基督徒和作者来思考我们要如何经历痛苦的这件事。
There are two books that I like and two authors. One is Philip Yancey on the left, who wrote a book called Where is God When It Hurts? The other one is C.S. Lewis on the right, who wrote a book called A Grief Observed.
这边我给大家介绍两本书我自己非常喜欢的，一个是 Philip Yancey 所写的《当我们痛苦的时候，神在哪里呢》，然后另一个是 C.S. Lewis 所写的，是我们怎么样去观察痛苦。
The C.S. Lewis book is a book that he wrote when his wife passed away.
C.S. Lewis 这个作者，当他写这本书的时候，乃是当他的妻子过世的时候。
I will share some things from these books, and what I'm sharing is very, very basic. I could probably spend a long time talking about any one of the points there, so I will present them quickly, but you must understand there's a lot more depth to what I'm saying than what I'm saying here in the sermon.
我在这边稍微讲这两本书中间的几点是非常浅的，而且非常基本的。如果大家要继续去了解的话，请大家去读。我在这边只是很简短浅显的介绍几点。
Basically, they look to three ways that God redeems pain.
基本上，这两本书都在讲到神，让我们能够从痛苦当中弥补回来的是借由三个基础的原则。
Okay, if we go to the next slide, I'll show you the first one. Okay, first, pain often enables you to quote unquote hear God better. He seems quote unquote closer.
这个三个原则当中，首先我跟大家提的是，我们可以借由痛苦，我们可以感到更亲近神，更能的听到神的声音。
I put those in quotes because God is not any closer. You just hear him better.
我在这边要提的是，并不是神因着我们的痛苦更靠近我们，而是我们在这个情况当中更能够听清楚神的声音。
The first quote comes from C.S. Lewis. If you can see there, pain is God's megaphone.
在这个第一个是 C.S. Lewis 所讲的话，他说痛苦是神对人说话的扩音器。
A megaphone amplifies a person's voice.
什么是扩音器？扩音器就是把人的声音扩大。
And C.S. Lewis is saying that in moments of pain, it's almost like God's voice gets amplified in our head.
所以 C.S. Lewis 在这边说，当我们经历痛苦的时候，就好像神对人说话的话语的音量扩大了。
Pain has a way of grabbing our attention.
因为痛苦的时候能够抓住人的注意力。
If you're hanging a picture on a wall and you hit your thumb with a hammer, you stop thinking about the interior decorating. All you think about is how to stop the pain in your thumb.
就好像当我们想把一幅图画钉在墙上的时候，不小心锤子打到自己的手指的时候，突然你的痛苦淹没了你对于在房子里面要如何布置的那所有的心情。
The pain focuses your attention.
因为痛苦使我们专注让我们全神贯注。
Sometimes when I'm undergoing painful times, I look up to heaven and I say, God, you have my attention now. I think that's not a bad way to pray.
当我在经历痛苦的时候，我会仰着天跟神说，神啊，我现在要专心仰望你了。我想那也是我们应该祷告的一种样式。
And when you are paying attention,I think God wants to tell you how much he loves you.
当我们开始专心的时候，也许就在这个时候，我们可以了解神有多么爱我们。
Let me read Psalm 34:18 in English. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
诗篇34篇第18节说，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
If you are the parent of a small child and your child falls down and cries, your first impulse is to grab the child, hug the child, and let the child know that you love them.
如果你有个小孩他不小心摔跤的话，我想大家会迫不及待的去抱住小孩，让他知道你关心他，你爱他。
Psalm 34 says you should believe that God is exactly the same way.
实际上诗篇34篇第18节就是告诉我们神就像这样的一个父亲。
Here's another verse in 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3-4. I will read it in English. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles.
哥林多后书第一章三到五节这边说我们主耶稣基督的父，神是应当称颂的，他是满有怜悯的神，赐各样安慰的神，在我们一切困难中，他都安慰我们，使我们能用他所赐的安慰去安慰那各样患难中的人。我们既多受基督所受的苦痛苦，就靠着基督多得安慰。
When I was in high school, like maybe 15 or 16 years old,My parents underwent a divorce, and I was very, very sad at that period of my life.
当我还在高中的时候，那个时候才15、16岁的时候，我的父母那个时候正要离婚， 那是在我生命中非常痛苦的一段时间。
Up until that time, I had been a church person. I had gone to church and I believed in Jesus, but I was not a very serious Christian at all.
在那件事情发生之前，我那个时候已经开始去教会了，但是我对耶稣基督的信仰却不是那么认真的。But
then when I turned 15 and all these sad things were happening in my life, I found that the message of God's love began to sink in a way it had not before.
但是当我步入15岁的时候，家庭发生这样的情况的时候，突然感到神的爱是那么样的真实，我开始渐渐认识了神的爱了。I
would listen to sermons on Sunday, and I would say, this sermon is talking about me. It's talking directly to me. And I woke up, you know, when I was 15, spiritually.
所以就好像在我在15岁的时候就开始非常专心的听讲道，每次的讲道都感觉是对我个人所讲的，我的灵命就好像在那个15岁的时候突然醒过来了。I
got a notebook and I wrote down everything that I thought that God was saying to me in those high school years, and I've not done that since, but during those high school years, I filled up many, many notebooks of how much I sense God talking to me.
于是我在高中的那段时间，每次听讲道的时候，我都做很多很多的笔记。我后来再没有再这样子做了，但是我觉得就在那段时间，我就勤做笔记，觉得神在对我自己个人说话。So,
Psalm 34 is true. I did not really sense the love of God that deeply until I had this pain in my life. I mean, like, the pain enabled me to hear God tell me how much he loved me.
所以诗篇34篇第18节是真实的，就是在过去我不太了解时是怎么样与我亲近，但是当我伤心的时候，我突然有一个更深的体会，知道神是离我的那么近，他要来拯救我，安慰我。
My suspicion is that if you are crying inside, that God's love is you will sense God's love greater because he is close to the brokenhearted.
我可以猜想，当大家正在经历痛苦的时候，实际上在那个时候是我们最能体会神爱的时候，因为在那个时候，我们就感到神的安慰与我们同在。Let me
show you a picture in this next slide that I like a lot.
让我给大家看一个我非常喜欢的照片。This
is nobody I know. I just got this off the internet. But that guy is in the hospital, obviously. And he has a golden retriever dog who is what they call a therapy dog.
这个是我一个不认识的人，我只是从网络所截录下来的一个照片。在这个照片当中看见，这是一个病患，但是旁边却有一个所谓的
Golden Retriever dogs are very loving dogs.
那 Golden Retriever 这一类型的狗是非常 惹人喜爱的 一种种类。
People who are around these dogs, even if they're sick, they feel better.
当人接触到这一类型的狗的时候，就算他们在病痛当中，他们也感到他们慢慢好起来了。The
dog does not know how to take away your cancer or your diabetes. He does not know any medicine.
实际上，这个狗它并不知道要如何把你的糖尿病、心脏病或者癌症给挪走。它
But he can tell if you're sad and he knows how to show love to you.
但是他却明了人的痛苦的表情跟感觉，因此他就会过来安慰你。And
doctors will say they find there are better health outcomes because of the dogs.
然后医生根据统计就说，因着这个狗的这种治疗安慰呢，却带来许多病患的康复率增加很多。And
this may sound a bit strange, but I think God is a lot like that dog.
也许我这样子讲，大家觉得很奇怪，但是我可以说，有的时候神就好像以这样的一个姿态出现在我们生命中。He
can sense when you are sad, and he knows how to show you love when you are sad.
就是他可以感到当你痛苦，于是他在你痛苦的时候就出现来安慰你。That
is one main way that God redeems pain.
这也就是神借由这一种方式来让我们弥补我们的痛苦的一种方式。Let's
talk about a second way. We'll go to the next slide here.
那第二，那我们可以知道的是什么呢？
Second, pain often brings you in contact with others who feel the same pain, and you are not alone, and you feel loved.
第二，痛苦拉近我们与同患者的距离，使我们不孤单，并且感受到爱。So
the first point was that you feel closer to God. The second point is you feel closer to other people.
所以第一点我刚刚与大家分享的是，经由痛苦我们与神更亲近，而第二点是说，经由痛苦我们与人更亲近。Let
me read a couple of quotes. This first one from Thomas Fuller: "Friendships multiply joys and divide griefs."
我想在这边分享一些其他人的名言，一个是Thomas Fuller所讲的，友情使喜乐加倍，并且分担忧伤。
So your joy increases, your pain decreases.
因此我们的喜乐因着友谊我们会加倍，但是因着友谊我们的痛苦会减低并且分开。The
second quote is from Sophocles. He says, "One word frees us of all the weight and pain of life. That word is love."
另一个是爱使我们从生命中的痛苦与压力当中得到了释放。Here's
two verses that I think say something very similar.
接下来有两节经文也类似的。Galatians
2, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ."
在加拉太书这边说，你们个人的重担要互相担当，这样就成全了基督的律法。
Then 2 Corinthians 1:4, which actually continues what we read on the earlier slide, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
另外就是接下来前面有提到哥林多后书一章四节，使我们能用他所赐的安慰去安慰那些在各样患难中的人。If
you are going through some pain in life, if you have other people come around you during that pain, you feel loved, and you might not have understood or sensed that love before you had the pain.
当我们在痛苦当中，我们的朋友来到我们生命当中，开始安慰我们，给我们爱的时候，但这一种我们对其他人的爱的这种感受，在我们还未受痛苦之前，是不明白或者不太了解的。So
God redeems pain by enabling you to find these doorways to other people.
所以神借由痛苦的弥补当中，让我们借由这一些管道开始得到释放跟弥补。
When my mother underwent her divorce, she was very, very sad. But there were other people, other ladies in the church who had undergone something similar, and she grew very close to them.
我记得当我母亲自己在经历离婚的时候，她是非常痛苦的。而之后，当教会有其他的姊妹也经历同样事情的时候，她就成为他们的帮助了。
And even the women who were not divorced were very sympathetic. They did not judge her, and they rallied around my mother because they knew how sad she was. This is important because the great temptation when any of us undergo sadness or pain is to say, leave me alone. I want to be alone. I'm embarrassed and I don't want you to get close to me.
实际上当我们经历痛苦的时候，我们有一种诱惑，就是不拒绝人家来的这种帮助跟同情，会觉得说你们都不要理我，我想独处。
If you feel that way, please don't do that, because the thing you push away is the thing you need the most.
请大家在这种情况底下千万不要把别人的关心给拒绝，因为实际上这个正是你最需要的时候。Let
me show you this next slide, which will illustrate.
让我再借由底下这个照片来做一个解释。
Okay, these are some thoughts that might go on inside your mind in the midst of pain.
这些话也许正在大家的脑海当中不断地浮现的话。
Just read that to yourself. I'll read it aloud. I do not need you. 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 Okay, I need you.
这个话就是我不需要你。我不需要你。我不需要你。我不需要你。好吧。 我需要你。
See, that's trying to say your tendency is to isolate yourself and make yourself alone. But eventually, I think God works it out so that you're not trying to be that way or that strong. And then he allows someone gently to come into your life who loves you, and then you realize that you needed that person all along.
实际上很多时候神就借由这样子的情况呢，让我们生命的态度做一个改变。也许我们想把自己孤立起来，不需要人家的同情跟帮助的时候，但是在我们开始经历生命的时候，极其需要的时候，我们开始改变的时候，就发现原来神就是要让我们
Let me tell you another story of a painful thing in my life. It might illustrate this.
让我再分享我过去生命当中的一个痛苦，也许可以与大家解释。
About 10 years ago, I underwent some extreme financial difficulty.
大概在10年前，我 经历了一个非常大的经济危机。I
fell behind on my mortgage payments on my house.
在我10年前的时候，我付不出房贷了。If
you fall behind on your mortgage, it just snowballs and becomes larger and larger, and it becomes an immense amount that you cannot pay, you cannot possibly pay.
当大家也知道，当我们一开始欠银行钱的时候，这个就有如滚雪球一般的利率不断的滚大，到一个地步你就完全没有办法付清。Now
the financial burden is difficult enough, but I was extremely embarrassed that this had happened and I couldn't let anybody know.
大家也知道，当我们经历经济困难的时候，已经是非常困难了。而我那个时候却感到非常的羞耻，因此我不敢告诉别人，我不好意思告诉别人我有遇到这样的麻烦。Eventually,
the burden was so great, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I told some friends.
但是后来这个问题越来越大，到一个 地步我没有办法，我就告诉我一些朋友我现在面对的问题。I
had one particular friend who was not a rich person, so he could not give me money, but he said, I still want to spend some time with you. So he said, let me take you out to a movie.
我有一个朋友，他自己也不是很有钱。 但是他看到我这样的一个情况的时候，他说让我陪你去看场电影吧。
At first, I thought, what good would that do? I mean, that doesn't change my situation at all.
那个时候我心里想去看场电影对我现在面对的问题于事无补，你这是什么意思呢？
But eventually I just said, okay, let me go to the movie. And it was a comedy movie, and my friend and I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
但是我却不知道原来他要带我去看一部喜剧片，我跟我朋友在那边看电影的时候就开心的大笑。
When I got home, I realized that I do feel better. I am not alone in this, and I am well loved.
但是当我看完电影回家的时候，我感到是的，我是被爱的，我是有被关心的。Now,
just to end the story, eventually my friends got me a lawyer, and the lawyer helped redo the mortgage so that I could go back to being up to date on payments.
我就告诉大家后来发生什么事，我后来这个朋友就帮我找到一个律师，这个律师就帮我把房贷的事情重新安排，以至于我现在的贷款可以有另一个计划方案去付清。But
I came away with a deep sense of how loved I am and how rich I really am. Having these friends, and I would not have known that unless I had undergone this tremendously stressful and painful experience of falling behind in the mortgage.
经历这样的一个过程当中，我开始理解，实际上我是富足的。我的富足是在我的朋友的关爱当中，感到的。我若不经历过这样的一个痛苦的时候，我自己不明了，我是那么的富足。
God redeemed my pain.
神藉由我的痛苦弥补了我，赎回了我。Those
statements on the slide, that was me. And if that describes you, then God is redeeming your pain.
大家在这个图片当中所看见的字眼，实际上描写了我自己。我也希望，也许你在这痛苦当中，也许也描述了你的话。
So number one, he connects you with him. Number two, he connects you with others. And the third way in which God redeems pain is on our next slide.
所以头两个原则是神藉由痛苦让我们拉近了与神的距离，与他连接。第二个就是拉近了我们与人的距离，让我们与其他人能够连接。第三点就是现在我们要提的。
Okay, so let me read this. Third, pain is the occasion where you reform yourself. Those things you once thought had power over you no longer control you.
痛苦是更新我们自己的一个际遇，那些过去曾经掌控我们的东西就不再有能力了。God
redeems pain by making you into a better or different person.
神藉由痛苦让来更新我们，让我们成为一个更好的人。Let
me pick up on the second quote here. Smooth seas do not make skillful sailors.
让我用第二个在这边所用的名言是这样子，是平静的风平浪静的底下是无法成就一个好的水手。God
wants to make you a skillful sailor on the ocean of life.
实际上神希望造就我们每一个人成为一个非常有能力，非常有经验在我们人生海浪上面的一个好水手。But
you cannot be a skillful sailor on the ocean of life if there are no storms.
但是我们如果在生命当中永远是风平浪静的话，我们没办法成为一个好的水手。In
order for your character to change, he has to bring hardship.
如果要在性格上面来塑造我们的话，神必须要让我们经历一些苦难。Here's
Romans 5, verses 3 to 4. We also glory in our sufferings because we know that sufferings produce perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
罗马书第5章3到4节这样子告诉我们，不但如此，就是在患难中 也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
This third point can be illustrated many different ways. I will share one way which it was true for me.
在我们讲到这第三点的话, 可以有很多不同的方式来解释这个第三点, 但是我想与大家解释一个我自己, 体会的。
I mentioned that in the two previous stories where my parents were divorced and I fell behind on my mortgage, I was very embarrassed.
在前面两个例子, 我跟大家提到, 我父母离婚的那段时间, 以及后来, 我没办法, 偿还房贷的那段时间, 实际上在那段时间, 我是非常, 羞愧, 非常不好意思的。
Let me state that a little stronger. I was very fearful that you would dislike me if you knew those things about me.
我想我应该更直接的表达就是我很怕让别人知道如果我经历那些事情的话, 我很怕人家就会因此我的经历不喜欢我了, 拒绝我了。
I was controlled by that fear.
因为我是被那种惧怕所掌控的。
I was ruled by wanting to please other people.
我突然觉得我那个时候乃是被我希望能够被人家接纳, 喜欢所掌控。
It controlled me.
因为那种感觉就控制了我。
I could no longer be myself.
我发现我就不能, 因此我不能做自己。
That's not a good way to live, and I wasn't very happy.
这个不是一个活得好的, 基础, 因此我感到非常的不快乐。
After having gone through those, I learned to allow people to learn these things about me, and I was surprised to discover that they still loved me, and, well, that was one thing I discovered. They still loved me, but the other thing I discovered was that I no longer had to be ruled by what I thought was their opinion of me.
我在这一种的心态底下, 我那时候很怕把自己的一些, 负面的经历与人的分享, 因为我怕失去他们的友谊。 但是当我分享的时候, 我发觉两件事情, 第一件事情就是, 他们依然爱我。 第二件事情就是, 我发现这一种的心态, 不再掌控我的生命了。
So I was freed from that fear.
我从这种惧怕当中得到了自由。
As you can see, I have no problem saying today to all of you folks that my parents are divorced or that I fell behind on my mortgage.
大家可以借由我今天的讲道知道我今天很大方自然地跟大家分享这些事情。 我不再惧怕了，我可以分享说，我的父母曾经离婚了，我曾经付不出房贷。
I have a God who loves me no matter what, and I have friends who love me no matter what.
我有一位永远爱着我的神，而且我也有一群，不论发生我发生任何事情，依然爱我的朋友。
So if you don't like me, who cares?
是。 因此就算你不喜欢我也无所谓。
I am freed from the fear that once controlled me.
我已经从这些曾经掌控我抓住我心的这一种的心态得到了自由。
Let's go to the next slide and I'll see if I can wrap it up here. Pressure makes diamonds.
大家知道, 钻石是在压力底下
A diamond is something very beautiful.
钻石是非常耀眼。
But you can only make this beautiful thing if something else is squeezing and pressing on it very hard for a long period of time.
但是这个耀眼的石头只有在一个极其的压力底下才会形成的。
Your character, God wants to make your character beautiful.
神希望塑造你一个美丽的个性。
So he uses the pressure of life's pain.
因此他用生活当中和生命当中的一些压力来塑造你这样的一个性格。
In my character, I no longer fear what people think of me. I am no longer a people pleaser.
因此在我性格在经过压力底下得到了塑造，我不在于再成为一个永远想要讨人欢喜的一个人。
But that character has only come because I've undergone lots of pain in the past.
而这样性格的塑成乃是因为我曾经经历生命当中许许多多的痛苦。
God has redeemed my pain.
神借由痛苦弥补了我，赎回了我。
So let's go to the last slide and I'll try to conclude now. In conclusion, how might God redeem your pain?
我们接下来来思考一下这个结论，神是如何弥补我们的痛苦呢？
Is it possible that he's talking louder to you or you're connecting with him more?
是不是借由我们的痛苦让神的声音让我们听得更清楚，让我们更有机会与他连接呢？
Is it possible that you're connecting with others more?
是不是借由这样子让我们更能与其他人连接？
Is it possible that you're remaking yourself more?
是不是借由这样子我们再一次经历自我更新呢？
If any of those is true, then your pain is not in vain.
如果你可以经历这三样任何的一样的话，那我们的就不是白白受苦了。
None of your tears are wasted.
我们没有一滴眼泪是浪费的了。
God wants to redeem your pain.
神希望弥补我们的痛苦。
Let me pray.
让我来祷告。
Dear God, I want to pray for anybody here who feels like they're crying inside.
亲爱的神，我为着现在的心中流泪的弟兄姊妹和朋友们来祷告。
It is not always clear what you are doing, but I know.
很多时候我们不清楚你到底要在我们生命中做什么。
But I know you want to redeem pain.
但是我确知你为的是要赎回我们。
Lord, you have our attention.
主，你已经抓住我们注意力了。
Would you show us your goodness of how joy can come in the morning?
主，让我们经历的第二天，我们可以经历那喜乐的。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.